the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Michael Roizen. This and other great health talk shows at RadioMD.com. Here are Joe Galewski and Dr. Michael Roizen, MD.
And this is Dr. Mike. You're listening to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. And we'll start off with the Automega segment. We have, in this segment, by the way, in this hour, we have Gary Ginsberg, who's got some great, great choices. One of the things he's going to talk about, peeling skin with a chemical, is that a cancer risk? Also, are silken baking sheets safe to use? Is climate killing moose herds? And are smart meters healthy? Maine is to decide for the nation. We also have Arthur Perry in the last half hour, and he's got a series of great things. Volume wrinkle fillers, what it means for you, a new one got approved. And, of course, Medicare starts bundling wound treatments, pay for MDs, expensive wound treatments will suffer. And what's the danger of Halloween contact lenses? You know those lenses kids wear to change their eye shade? Did you ever wear one of those, Bridget?
No.
No, me neither. They weren't around, I don't think, in my day.
Maybe they weren't around in my day either.
All we had was broomsticks back then. Anyway, what are the safest Halloween treats?
Well, we were just talking about this. So instead of handing out the sugar-filled candy that is going to harm the children in your neighborhood, some healthy alternatives that your kids might like are a small bag of peanuts. They sell the small bags of trail mix. Walnuts also they sell in the individual packages. Apple slices you can now buy in the pre-chopped packages. You can do dark chocolate pieces. They also have...
Oh, that's a good thing. Dark chocolate, you can get those small pieces.
Right, yeah.
Yeah.
And then they also have the dark chocolate...
We probably even have them at ClevelandClinicWellness.com. Those finest eggs, those are great. 23 calories a piece, dark chocolate. I love them.
Dr. Roizen and I eat them a lot during the radio show.
I have them as snacks here along with walnuts during the radio show, I must admit.
Another option would be a pack of gum because kids love gum. Also, I saw on Pinterest these little clementines that you could give out and then you can draw little pumpkin faces on the clementines and then they look like pumpkins, which I thought was cute. Fruit leather with real fruit rather than added sugar, and even just a mini bag of whole grain pretzels would be another option.
Oh, actually, that's not a bad one. I hadn't even thought of that. Whole grain pretzels. How easy are they to come by?
They're pretty easy. I think Snyder's sells them. You can also, I don't know if this actually exists, it just pops in my head, but you could try and find bags of whole grain pretzels with dipped in dark chocolate, which I know that they have them for regular chocolate that with not whole grain pretzels.
Well, I've seen them at the Chicago Midway Airport that way, but I've not seen them elsewhere. Whole grain pretzels.
Wow.
with and nuts. With dark chocolate in little packages. So nuts, dark chocolate covered walnuts were there. One of my favorite things to buy at the Chicago Airport, actually. Midway Airport. The Automega segment, speaking of great food and walnuts. Walnuts are the only nut with omega-3s in them. But this is a great study that looked at reading skills in a series of schools in Great Britain. And they found the kids with deficient reading skills also had low DHA levels. DHA is the structural fat. It's three-legged, it's three-lettered, DHA, not D-H-E-A, DHA. It's also found in, obviously, salmon and ocean trout. But DHA, you can get it from algae. That's where the fish get it from as a supplement. And DHA is the structural fat in the brain that the kids with better reading skills had higher DHA levels. Those with worse reading skills had lower DHA levels. Not known whether it's cause and effect. Obviously, requires a study where you give DHA to see if you can prevent this deficiency. but DHA did correlate with reading skill levels. So that's the odd omegas segment for this hour. Now, you have a favorite story for this hour?
Yeah, I have another one about test scores and academic performance in kids. This was associated instead of with dietary factors with activity, physical activity. Researchers from the UK looked at kids that were...
UK, that's Great Britain, right?
Yes. That were 11 years old, and they found, they looked at over 5,000 kids, and they found that those that had more moderate to vigorous physical activity had higher scores on tests, and they looked at the test scores in math, science, and reading, and they found that this was especially true for girls and their science scores. So in general, the kids that they looked at fell short of the national recommendation to be physically active for more than 60 minutes a day. They averaged significantly less than 60 minutes, but then they found that those that were more physically active had better academic performance. So the key message was to encourage your kids to be physically active for more than 60 minutes a day, and then that might in turn increase their academic performance in addition to keeping them healthy.
Now, so what we've learned is be physically active and get fish once a week, or salmon and trout, or get DHA omega-3.
Or walnuts.
Or the healthy walnut or dark chocolate snacks, if you will. because, in fact, those are things that correlated with the kids having better performance.
Right.
So thin kids, active kids, and DHA loaded kids.
Yes. And I mean, physical activity in kids, I nanny for a family that the kids are 12, 10, and 8. And Tuesdays and Thursdays, I pick them up from school, and I always try and get them to go outside with me and do different things. And they never like to be physically active unless it's a fun game or something like that. Otherwise, they'd prefer to just sit in front of their iPads and play their games. So I always try and make fun different competitions and challenges, different obstacle courses. And then I think also participating with them can help increase their likelihood of wanting to do it.
And you don't let them watch TV programs that have ads that are fast food ads.
We don't watch TV at all, and they hate it. They're like, our other babysitter lets us watch TV.
And before the break, I want to do this story on the controversy of statins for older patients. Statins are the common things that people use to treat high LDL cholesterol or low HDL cholesterol. Lipitor, Crestor, two of the common ones. Simvastatin, Prevastatin, or others. If the word ends in statin, it's likely a statin drug. And these, there's a controversy as they, one of the medical associations that treats people in assisted living facilities said you shouldn't be giving these to older people because they cause more complications than they result in benefit. And there's never been a study showing a benefit in people without high cholesterol or without having heart attacks over the age of 60. That's just BS. It is absolute BS because you aren't going to live just to 70. If you're listening to this program, you're much more likely to live to 90 or 95. And so you've got 30 years of life in front of you, not 10 years of life in front of you. So they're true when the study looks at people over who are only going to live 5 or 10 years. They die of other things rather than heart disease if they've already got cancer, etc. But for people who are planning on living, then one, statins plus CoQ10, so a statin, even twice a week statin, to people with normal lipids, normal LDL cholesterol, even if your cholesterol is between 100 and 120, or even lower than that, LDL, you decrease the incidence of, with Lipitor or atorvastatin or rosuvastatin, you decrease the incidence of, in fact, Alzheimer's disease and memory dysfunction. We'll be right back on You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Gary Ginsberg, What's Toxic and What's Not.
Is your skin aging before your eyes? There is something you can do to reverse those signs of aging. I'm plastic surgeon Dr. Arthur Perry, and my solution doesn't involve a knife or a needle. It's a serum I created called Nighttime. Nighttime makes your skin smoother, brighter, and thicker with just one step each day. I've packed Nighttime with vitamin C and A, moisturizers, fruit acids, skin brighteners, and antioxidants. That's a lot of science in one bottle. But that's what it takes to make your skin look younger and more attractive. Until Labor Day, when you purchase two bottles of Nighttime, you'll get a third bottle free with free shipping. Call 855-940-1800. That's 855-940-1800. Or on the web, it's drperrys.com. That's drperrys.com. Put the word Radio MD in the discount box to receive three bottles of Nighttime for the price of two.
You still rely on sugar or caffeine for energy? B12 is known as the energy vitamin. It nourishes your body, supporting mental function and vitality. Problem is, B12 is hard to absorb. Did you know a recent study showed almost 4 out of 10 people had B12 levels in the low normal to deficiency range? This applied to both young and old, even those with adequate meat intake. So it isn't just vegans or older folks who need to be concerned. Until now, the alternative was getting a shot at the doctor's office. What if we had a B12 offer that was simple? Liposomes deliver B12 painlessly. No doctor visit. Why not discover what B12 can offer you? Drink the new liposomal form. Right now, you can get a bottle for 50% off at B12offer.com. This limited time B12 offer is unique and it's easy. Just go to B12offer.com for 50% off. That's B12offer.com.